Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and happy Friday. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
This week on the show, we talked about Berthe Morisot, whose work I really fell in love with in France. And here is a little story about that that we didn't get into at all. So when we took that trip to France, we had a lot of time that was scheduled with like group outings and walking tours and things like that. And then we also had free time, that was up to us. And so early in the trip was when we went to the Musée Marmottan Monet, and I saw, the paintings that they had on display by Berthe Morisot, which there were multiple of, but by far not the entire collection that they have there, in their own collection. Later on in the trip, we went to the Musée d'Orsay. And as I was walking around the Musée d'Orsay, there was a big sign on the wall that said Berthe Morisot. And I was so excited. I was like, I just really fell in love with Berthe Morisot's art. I'm so excited. I'm going to go see this. And I kept just having this, you can't get there from here situation. I was stymied every time I tried. And then I learned it was a temporary exhibition that was literally opening something like 6 days after we left Paris. And I was so sad about it. One of the sources for this podcast, though, was the exhibition catalog from that exhibition, which traveled, I think, to 3 cities. One of them was Dallas. It was at the Dallas Museum of Art. We did not narrowly miss it the time that we went to Dallas. It was like 3 years afterward.
Yeah.
That would have been super frustrating had that been the case. I just love looking at her work. A lot of it I just find to be like really comforting and peaceful, which is interesting because as a person, most of the accounts I found of her were that she was like very reserved and very precise about how she wanted to do things, but also discreet about it. And this may have been one of the things that caused her to butt heads with Mary Cassatt a bit, because Mary Cassatt also had very strong ideas, but she would be very, very blunt about it. And Berthe Morisot was more like having very strong ideas, but also being kind of discreet and delicate in how she talked about it. So I think that may have been what seems to have led to them maybe having some kind of a falling out that I wish I had more detail about because I'm nosy.
Perhaps. Do you have a favorite piece of hers?
So there's one that is of her sister watering plants out on a terrace. that's really lovely. One of the ones that I saw at the Musée Marmottan Monet that I really liked is of Julie and another child, and they're playing in a large bowl that I think has a fish in it. There's like a little splotch of color that suggests to me a fish that's swimming around in the bowl. And it just, it sort of captures the two of them in this moment of just being entranced by what's happening in the bowl. And also maybe they're about to knock it over.
Are you, you're generally a fan of the Impressionists, correct?
Yes. Yes, very much.
Nice. I really, I like a lot of Manet's portraits of her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I didn't mention most of those really at all, aside from saying that he painted her like 14 times.
Yeah. Within the Impressionist movement, those tend to be a little darker than a lot of the others.
Yeah.
Which is probably why I'm like, I love that. Many of them are just very, very pretty, though.
Yeah. The painting that we that I have chosen for our social media promotion of the episode is her self-portrait. Which is very brown in its color palette, whereas a lot of her other painting is a lot more on the like blue and white and green end of the spectrum. But it has that very unfinished quality to it where you look at it and you're like, did you paint the edges of the canvas?
Right, right.
Which apparently was something that Edouard Manet felt the need to correct. Correct. It was not incorrect in the first place.
Just his aesthetic a little different.
Yeah.
Same grouping. I recently was very entranced, and I even mentioned it on Twitter, I think, that I just happened to stumble across a painting I love of his, which is Bar at the Folie Bergère. And it's one of those things where if you just look at that painting in terms of portraiture and then hers, you can see where he would have been like, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
More like this. Show more detail. And she would have been mortified. Like there's, you know.
Yeah. She felt absolutely sick about him, quote, retouching her painting that she was submitting to the salon. She did not like that at all. I would not like that either.
It's a pretty conceited move to be like, oh, I'll fix this before we turn it in.
Yeah. Apparently her mom found the whole situation hilarious. And she did not find it funny at all. One of the cool things about there being more interest and more exhibitions of her work in the more recent years is that actually I was able to find two different catalogs from two different exhibitions to go through as part of the research for this episode, which was pleasantly surprising to me because there are plenty of artists you can find tons and tons and tons of exhibition catalogs from, but not as much with Berthe Morisot. So getting to flip through two books of art, really lovely.
Not a bad way to spend some time.
Mm-mm.
Super delicious.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart Podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into what lies beneath the glitzy image of Hollywood's golden age and all the sex, money, and murder that's been swept under the rug for decades. Using the Variety archives, each episode offers a rare glimpse into little-known casting couch stories that have long lived in the shadows. So join us as we navigate the tangled web of Hollywood's secret history with host Tracy Patton, along with expert Variety reporters and correspondents, as they discuss the secret history of the casting couch to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got to have Andrew Feiler on the show this week, which took a while to arrange. But I'm thankful we did. Between his schedule and mine, it got a little dicey. And I ended up booking him on a day that I was out of town because I am a ding dong. But we got it all worked out. And he was just marvelous. And now he's off running around because, as a consequence of this work, he is booked everywhere to give talks and talk about his road trip around America, documenting these schools. It's funny, you know, when he talks about particularly the, I mentioned at the end of the episode that when we talked about John Lewis, I mean, I got completely choked up because how could you not? And his story, I think, is quite moving in having that discussion with John Lewis and taking his picture. But even him just talking about how important it became to include portraits in this book, as well as just images of the schools and the states they are now. Some of them, as we said, still living, working, breathing spaces, some of them literally piles of rubble. But I love that, you know, he ran into so many people that had connections to them and wanted to share their stories and wanted to be part of this project. And I'm so grateful that he incorporated their portraits into it.
Yeah.
It is a good reminder that history, we are all writing history all the time, no matter whether you are a child sitting in a classroom or the philanthropist that funds that school, like you're all part of that story. Mm-hmm. And so it's to me very cool. And I love some of those pictures that are portraits because you just get a different flavor and an insight into some of these people that is so beautiful and fun. I love it.
Can I tell you a John Lewis story? It's not about this episode, but it is about the show.
You can.
When the third volume of John Lewis's graphic novel March came out, I tried to get him onto the show to talk about it. As in, I started trying to contact people to basically be like, is John Lewis doing publicity for this book? We'd love to have him on the show. And basically, having not tried harder is one of my biggest regrets about my whatever 8 years that I've been on this podcast.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like I just asked somebody and gave up. But I think had I known some of the things I know now about trying to get guests onto the show, I might have made different decisions. And I don't know. It's one of my true regrets that did not end up working.
Yeah, that's understandable. I always tell people I don't get starstruck, and the times I have, there have been very few, and I can name two off the top of my head. And one was meeting Charlie Bolden when he was the administrator of NASA. Mm-hmm. Totally cried. And two was like literally I met John Lewis at the airport during a protest.
Mm-hmm.
And he reached down and shook my hand and I just burst into tears like a complete mess. Oh, and I was goodness. Just like, I can't. And he was so, we spent seconds together total. Mm-hmm. Like there were a lot of people that wanted to talk with him, but it was, you just realize you're holding the hand of history and it's a little bit much. That was a lot to take in. and was just as lovely as one would ever hope in that situation. And to his extraordinary credit and skill, and it's not surprising, but it still took me by surprise in a situation like that where there are just throngs of people and everyone wants to talk to him. I think he made everyone feel like they had a connection with him for at least a second or two, which is difficult to do in crowd situations and shows extraordinary grace.
I've heard similar descriptions from other people who had similar experiences.
Just a lovely human, and we are poorer for not having him with us anymore. But boy, I feel like his legacy continues. And it is part of this legacy that Andrew wanted to document. You know, he mentions in that interview that, you know, he had all the history parts covered, but he didn't have really an experiential writing about what it was like to go to these schools and just, you know, sit in the schoolhouse, many of them so tiny, and just, you know, that be your you know, your primary education and how that shapes a person. And it was just lovely. I was so glad I got to talk to Andrew. And I was glad that he kind of continued that discussion that we had a little bit of with Jeremy Katz from the Bremen Center about how in many ways Atlanta's Black community and Jewish community have always been so closely linked, and really kind of dependent on each other in a lot of ways. And really, you know, had a sort of kinship born out of their positions on the social ladder at that point. So I was glad that he got to kind of bookend that in this interview as well. So again, boy, do I love that book. His use of light is just really extraordinary. It's the same kind of thing that I respond to in paintings, in the way that he uses light to frame and alter a scene. And so, of course, I'm like, yeah, I could page through this all day long. That'd be great. I also love that he accidentally found himself writing about history because he didn't know he was going to want to write a story for every picture until he was actually in it and then was like, oh, I guess I am researching and writing now. That's a whole different thing. and also I just wanted to have him on because, as I always try to do, and you know, you do as well, we try to have people on that have history careers that maybe aren't history careers people always think about. And that it is not always about teaching, but sometimes about discovering and sharing art and showing things in new ways. So super duper lucky. I am hoping to get down to the exhibit before it goes to its next position on tour, because it's I suspect it is rather mind-blowing to see those photographs at huge scale in a beautiful setting like that. So if you're in Atlanta, maybe I'll run into you. I'll be the one in the corner crying. It'll be great. I hope your weekend ahead is delightful. If you are not having time off, I hope it is still as delightful as can be and that you manage to find some moments of peace and perhaps even happiness in there. We will be right back here tomorrow with a classic, and then we'll see you again on Monday with new content.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.